Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth in Depth program. We are finishing up our conversation with our guests, United Risk Services Personal Lines Agent Diane Hawley and United Risk Services Commercial Lines Agent Janice Durham.
All right, and so how does a commercial agent help?
Well, like I mentioned before, it's our job to get to know you, your business, and help you make sure that you have the proper coverage in place for all the different types of work that you do. One piece of the client role is to help maintain good records. So as Diane mentioned, with a home and taking care of a home, oftentimes businesses don't track when they updated things like their HVAC or their roof. And those are important to keep track of so that when you're ready to write a policy or look at new coverage, that you have all of that information ready. There are many factors to consider when you own a business and you need insurance, and there's different lines of coverage available depending on your specific needs. So it's important to sit down with your agent, get to know them, allow them to get to know you, and ask questions that you might consider personal, but it's important for them to fully understand what you're doing so they can make sure that they're protecting you appropriately.
Okay, and then with the last year having gone how it did, especially with the different storms and weather events, how has the field of insurance changed?
It's changed dramatically, because things that used to be just automatically easy to write, those are challenging to place at times. Carriers are pulling out of the market in Iowa completely, and there's less options, or people are scrambling to find coverage because their carrier's no longer writing that line of coverage. Carriers for commercial policies are more stringent on what they'll accept. And so we are looking further and further to find companies that are interested in writing certain lines of coverage. Additionally, premiums are going up to accommodate some of the loss histories across Iowa. And so that hits all of our pocketbooks, ours included. Even though we're writing insurance, we feel the same effects that our clients do.
And Diane, on the personal line side, kind of the same question, with everything that's happened in the last year, how has insurance there changed?
Yes, I'll repeat what Janice said. There are companies, some have left Iowa, so they've just taken their business elsewhere. Iowa's had a lot of tornadoes, derechos, hail, all of it. Some are leaving, but the ones that are staying and remain, I would say there's a big tightening of underwriting. So if you are looking for a new policy, they're really going to look at your house. They're going to see, is there any damage? And they might make you correct any damages before they'll write you. We also see higher deductibles. So wind and hail are Iowa's most prevalent type of homeowner claim. And almost every company we have, they've increase their minimum deductible amount for wind and hail. Most are not letting you have a deductible under $2,500, and some are going to what's called a 1% hail deductible, meaning if you have a $400,000 house, your hail deductible is going to be $4,000. So you kind of got to watch those numbers when you're purchasing, because 1% might not sound like a lot, but again, if you have that $400,000 house, you're not paying out $2,500, you're paying out $4,000. So I'd say that's something for insureds to look at their policy and see if you have a flat rate deductible or a percentage. There's just other items that are taken into consideration too. We have companies that they don't have an appetite for new business, so to speak. They want to manage the book they have. They don't really want to take on more risk. So we're kind of seeing a whole broad spectrum of how companies are dealing with this, and those are just a few of the examples.
And that's a look at insurance with our guests, United Risk Services Personal Lines Agent Diane Hawley and United Risk Services Commercial Lines Agent Janice Durham on the special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.